With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin's spring election is today. Voters will cast their ballots for a range of local, state, and national races. For the past 3 weeks, WXPR has been bringing you stories to explain what's on your ballot and introduce you to some of the candidates. WXPR's Katie Thorson gives us a reminder of what you'll find on the ballot.
Statewide, people will be selecting their choice for their political party's presidential nominee. Though President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump have both secured enough delegates to be their respective party's nominee. Also statewide are two referendum questions related to elections. One asks if elections should only be funded by governments rather than private groups, and the other if non-election officials should be kept out of election administration. Both would amend the state constitution if passed. Locally, Oneida County has a contested race for Oneida County Circuit Court. Assistant District Attorney Mary Sawinski and Corporation Counsel Mike Fugel are running for the open Branch 2 bench. All county board seats are up for re-election, though many voters may notice a lack of candidates. Some counties, like Vilas and Forest counties, have no contested county board races and have several districts without anyone running. Forest County and the town of Minocqua are asking voters if they will raise the levy limit to cover the rising costs of running their respective governments. The school districts of Rhinelander, Prentice, Rib Lake, Merrill, North Lakeland, and Mercer are asking voters for additional funding through referendum questions on the ballots. There are also a handful of town board, city council, and school board races on the ballots. You can learn what's on your ballot, get more information about the referendums, and find out where to vote at WXPR.org. Just look for the Spring Election 2024 Voter Guide on the homepage. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Polls are open until 8 p.m. You can register to vote at the polls if you're not already registered. WXPR will be bringing you election results after the polls close tonight on air and online. The Nicolet College District covers about 4,000 square miles in northern Wisconsin. There have been a lot of changes over its 50-plus year history. College President Kate Farrell says Nicolet is parallel to the economy and how the economy works. She says now the college is all about agility and flexibility.
Used to be, colleges would expect students to wrap college around their lives. And now, the student's in the driver's seat because they're working two jobs. Community college students are really busy people, often single parents, taking care of mom, grandma, their kids. So we have had to become much more flexible over the years.
Nicolet is shining a light on all the technical college offers and provides the students during Community College Month. One of the biggest things she wants to stress is the college is not the Northwood's best-kept secret.
When we hear stories about students who went off to get a four-year degree and then come back for a technical diploma or a nursing degree, we constantly hear people say, if only I would have done this first. If only I would have gotten this kind of training first. It would have really set me off on a different path with my career.
Nicolet College offers more than 70 programs that range from two-year associate degrees to short-term technical diplomas and certificates. In Antigo, community members have opened a new organization called Williams House of Hope. They're fundraising to open a homeless shelter. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed spoke with the group's president about the dire needs of the community.
This January, William Billy DeHart of Antigo passed away. DeHart, a 49-year-old, was homeless and found dead in Lake Park. Most people believe frigid exposure led to his death, however, the police haven't verified this. After news of his passing broke, Antigo residents organized a town hall on homelessness and set in motion plans for a new homeless shelter. Williams House of Hope was created in direct response to need in Antigo and Langlade County, which often goes unrecognized. This is Nicole Barron, president of Williams House of Hope.
A lot of individuals in our community say, well, we don't have a homeless problem, but we do, and it's increasing.
The group is still fundraising to open a shelter, but as soon as they received their 501c status, they immediately started seeing clients. Within 4 weeks, they've already had 12 cases. In Antigo, there are currently 26 children registered as homeless.
I would realistically say there is definitely over 100 individuals that are in Antigo right now that are homeless.
That can look like couch surfing, moving from house to house, sheltering on porches, or setting up a makeshift tent, all of which Barron has seen.
We had an individual that was in an apartment hallway, and he contacted us, and before we could intervene, he ended up going and committing a crime. He ended up stealing, and then he turned himself in so that he would have somewhere to stay. Yeah, it's very unfortunate that individuals see jail as a way to end, you know, being homeless.
The Palace Twin Theater in Anago is putting on the new Ghostbusters movie on April 6th, with proceeds going towards William's House of Hope. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
For the first time ever, U.S. dairy cows have tested positive for H5N1, also known as avian or bird flu. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released Monday that cows on a Texas farm tested positive for bird flu. Dairy products from infected cows are still considered safe to eat or drink. Keith Polson is director of the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory.
We don't consider this a major public health threat at this time, where pasteurized dairy products and cooked meat are considered safe by the USDA and the CDC.
According to the CDC, avian flu is widespread among wild birds in the U.S. and globally. James Yedis is owner of Pleasant View Dairy Farm in Ringgold.
Chances of it coming here, I would say, are pretty high. I mean, because they don't call it bird flu for a reason. I mean, what does it transmit? By birds, right? And birds migrate from the south to the north. So, and it's impossible to have a farm or any type of operation without having birds around.
Bird flu makes cows tired and unwilling to eat and has a more noticeable effect on older cattle. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.